Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I help Gearhart Law with their marketing, and I run a podcast and content creation studio and provide podcast consulting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
So now we have another innovation, which is really great, finding hidden data. Oh, I love that. Flint Lots, can you tell us all about what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You know, as a kid, I grew up below the poverty line, and credit was just one of those things that other people had. It didn't really click to me until I was in college and working for a community bank in their mortgage software that I realized that we weren't the only ones. You know, there were a lot of people out there that didn't fully understand how credit worked and how to use it to their advantage. And most importantly, how to care for it, right? And how it could really impact their lives going forward. And so that's really what's been driving me pretty much my entire career, is working in and around credit. And I've kind of been an underdog. My team hears me say this all the time. I've always rooted for the underdog. And that's where I get my passion to really drive myself into this organization. What we really do is we took a SaaS platform and collected credit remediation data from all across America, tens of millions of dispute outcome records.
What is credit remediation?
Think of any time there's a error on your credit report. One in five consumers, 20% of Americans, have a material error on at least one of their credit reports. Most of those are 50 to 75 point, I call it discounts, right? Where they shouldn't be penalized for something like that. Most folks don't even realize that they can challenge errors that are on their credit report. Most of them just think they're there, right? And they're going to be there for 5, 7, 10 years. But because of this, there's this entire cottage industry that, you know, developed over the years. And that's what our SaaS platform powered for a long time, which was, you know, mortgage and real estate professionals. They have clients, you know, that need credit services, need help improving it. They white label our platform so that they could be prepared for that major purchase they were trying to do. So we took all of that data, nearly 20 years at this point, and through AI, we developed this really interesting model that we call Revelar. And what Revelar does is it reveals errors in credit reports in real time. And so now, instead of saying you're declined, have a nice day, we can't do business with you, you're now saying this is something you should pay attention to before you even apply. And that's where we put this information directly in front of the consumer.
I love that, because there have been circumstances where there were errors on my credit report and they only came up in the middle of a transaction. And then trying to get it fixed, the credit agencies might take a month or two, which didn't square with the timing for the transaction, right? And so we ended up, you know, having to pay a higher interest rate. And if I had paid more attention, if I had known about these issues, could have been addressed much sooner and rectified. So aren't there credit reporting agencies now that are sort of doing this? I think I signed up for some agency that's supposed to be monitoring my credit. What's the difference between that and what you're doing?
The credit monitoring is, as an industry standard, tracking changes, right? Changes in your score, when you apply for something, there are new inquiries or new lines of credit added. What they don't do is unveil any type of these errors. And that's where we come in. And that's where our data searches through and can identify these errors based upon, you know, historical data, based upon those 30 million dispute records that we use to power our solution. And so some of the credit monitoring platforms that we work with today are now taking our solution, implementing it, and sending that email out. And I'll use Braden as an example here, right? You get an email that says, Braden, we just implemented this new AI and it found something suspicious on your credit report. You're going to open that email. You're going to go check out and see what it has to say. And our KPIs prove that. We have 70% open rates, 30 to 40% click-through rates. I mean, this is something people really respond to. And what we're doing is we're putting that information to the forefront of the conversation. Like you just said, you usually don't find out until you're in the middle of a transaction, which is the wrong time you want to try and address this issue.
But in this case, the individual you're reporting to doesn't have to be a member or have an account with your company. you're finding these and then just reaching out to people?
Our clients are the lenders, the credit monitoring platforms, the fintech lenders. We even work with, you know, some others, anywhere there's credit, right, involved in any type of transaction or monitoring service. Those are our clients directly. We're primarily B2B, and it's their consumer clients that are really reaping the benefits of all of this because they're now empowering them to go take action. Forever, like you're just talking about right now, credit monitoring has always been read-only, right? It's just been kind of a static type situation that you're paying for on a monthly basis that shoots you an email once a month and says, congratulations, your score increased 3 points, right? But you're paying for this service a lot of times. Now we're taking it and we're making it actionable. We're surfacing these errors that are in people's credit reports. And mind you, 69% of these reported errors are coming from low to moderate income communities. They're coming from minority communities. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a lender and you're trying to expand your portfolio and what you're lending to into these communities, we're the perfect fit because we're not introducing any additional risk. We're simply highlighting or surfacing these errors and then providing those free tools the consumer to address those.
Caroline, do you have any questions or comments?
So it sounds like the value proposition for your customer, because your customer is the lending business, right, or the credit business, is that they have a higher success rate when they're reaching out to their customers, right? So they spend a lot less time evaluating applications that fail. Is that correct?
That's one piece of it, right? And we were talking about, you know, AI and marketing, and we're in this new zero-click marketing space. Nobody goes to page 2 on Google anymore. They read the AI summary at the top of the screen, and that's it. That's as far as they go. And so you have marketers, a lot of lenders, fintech lenders in particular, who are spending fortunes on Google AdWords and trying to drive traffic. And we recently did a proof of value with a fintech lender, nationwide lender that funded, you know, several billion dollars in 2023 and 24. And they had 20 million records in their database of people that applied with them over the years. In our proof of value, we found about 3.5 million consumers with errors sitting in their database. Whether they actually did business with them or not, they're giving them this information and providing free tools so that they can address these issues. Because, you know, bad credit just doesn't fix itself overnight. You know, this isn't something that just resolves itself. So there's a whole host of consumers that are in their database. They're not even doing business with, but they incurred all those costs, including marketing costs, pulling credit, going through the whole process that lenders are required to do. This gives them an opportunity to start lowering that cost without going and spending additional dollars on marketing.
You have an agent that works with the person whose credit has an error to help them fix it. How does that interface work with the customer, with the end customer?
With the consumer, we're going to be embedded in our partner's platform. And so we're pretty much white labeled, right? Your credit monitoring platform, we're going to be the ones that show up and trigger that type. This is our AI found this to be an error, right? And then we provide them the steps and the tools to follow through, mostly through free channels, right? So the consumer isn't incurring any cost to go resolve this error. And we walk them through that process step by step and track their progress to make sure they get the resolution that they're seeking.
Yeah, that looks like an opportunity to build something really sticky. There's a ton of AI being thrown, certainly, at this industry. Nothing's really rising to the top yet, but that if you make that customer experience, if not joyful, but at least not so painful, I think that will be great. So great product. I hope you really scale.
Thank you very much. And we have seen that a lot lately. The customer lifetime value increases. The stickiness, as you mentioned, is extremely important. We do surveys and we ask consumers who have gone through the process, you know, did you file a dispute with, you know, the bureau? Yes, we did. How often are you checking that dispute? And they're consistently around some version of never. And we follow up like, why aren't you checking with the bureau? The responses are really pretty similar to say, well, they have an error. They've been a mistake. Or I always knew that was wrong, you know? And what we find through the tracking of the marketing or the tracking of the usage of our solution is that engagement goes through the roof for consumers, because they'll go file a dispute, they'll come back to your platform, your monitoring platform, your financial health platform, and refresh on a daily basis and just wait for that 3-digit number to change. And the minute that it changes, you literally have a customer for life, because now not only are they able to qualify for more, but you can offer them more products and services. And then from there becomes your net promoter score. How many times can you tell other people about this solution that nobody else has ever offered to them before?
Are you working with banks? Are they your customers as well as other financial institutions?
Yes, banks, lenders, fintechs, monitoring platforms, consumer platforms. We're actually in discussions right now in setting up a proof of value with a fully digital AI-based credit card company. And they use all types of alternative data points to approve consumers. They obviously have a sponsor bank that actually does all the underwriting. But for their application process, it's 100% automated. And we're now seeing this, since AI's matured more, we're seeing that we talked about agentic AI, they're running agents inside, right, inside their VPC, their virtual private cloud, their secure environment. So no data leaves any of these organizations. It stays right there. What our solution does is it works inside of an agent, and it'll scan the credit. And let's say they fit all the boxes for criteria, right? Income, employment, so on and so forth. But the credit score doesn't meet a certain threshold, or they're not what they fit into, what they call a scorecard, right? So maybe they're 640 as an example, and the cutoff may be 680. Well, if our solution says this particular collection is most likely an error and doesn't belong here, are they really a 640? Are they performing more like a 720? Now, that's a question most likely for an underwriter if you're in a banking situation. But with a fully digital credit card company, if our solution says that there's something on there that doesn't belong there, they're going to use that to rescore internally and say, okay, yeah, they are meeting the criteria. Let's move forward. They shouldn't be penalized for this error that's been identified by our solution. And so now they're approving even more folks.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, not just moving forward, but you might get a lower interest rate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good for the consumer.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I touched on earlier. Is one of our very first pilots that we did, we ran it across that database of 20 million consumers. They built that campaign around and started out, do the outreach. Again, when you put this in front of people, the market responds. 160% increase in engagement just in 6 months. And this is a financial health platform that they give away for free. It's kind of a funnel, if you will, right? Because they know 50% of the people that sign up will apply for a product within 6 months. So when you have this type of outreach for the lender, it unlocked a 9-figure lending opportunity that was sitting in their database. And that's why they put so many resources around it. And today, we're about a year into the process. And I can comfortably say that we've added over 7 figures up to their bottom line without them having to spend one additional dollar in marketing.
That's great. So Clint, where can people find you to learn more about your company?
Well, we are the only company that does this. We're the only company that uses our solution and the latest in technology to go and identify errors. And you can find us at trackstar.ai. Of course, my name, Clint Lotz, L-O-T-Z. I'm the only one as well on LinkedIn. We're happy to connect and have a conversation to see if this is something that could really help improve your business.
Great.
Is there a way to find out which banks are using this? Like if I was looking for a new bank and I wanted a bank that would use this, is there any way to find that out? Or do I just have to ask them?
You can ask, of course, but we also have a short list of those that we can share publicly. We have a lot that are still in that pilot phase. Coming from community banking, banks are very conservative, as they should be. Right. And they're always interested in new technology, but it has to be proven. So your normal sales cycle, obviously, for lenders is much longer. Even if you sign the agreement, they still want 3, 6, 9 months to really test this out before they feel comfortable shouting from the rooftops. But we're getting to the point now that we're mature enough and AI is mature enough that that cycle is shortening because they're starting to see us grow in the marketplace and their competition starting to get ahead of them by using a solution like ours.
Excellent. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. and one international market. We recently had a station in Guam join us as an affiliate.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.